Many countries around the world are discussing same-sex marriage. No country is discussing the rights and wrongs of marrying a bridge. But that is what an Australian woman has done. Artist Jodie Rose fell in love with the 600-year-old Le Pont du Diable, the Devil's Bridge, in France, and got married to it last month. However, France does not recognise marriages between people and bridges. Nevertheless, 14 guests attended the wedding ceremony to see the happy couple become not man and wife, but bridge and wife. The mayor of the nearby town also came to bless the marriage. Jodie wore a white wedding dress for the occasion. She also had a special ring, which is almost 1 metre high, made for the bridge. Jodie Rose travels the world, visiting bridges. She records the sounds and vibrations they make. She then turns these into experimental music for her Singing Bridges project. She said it was love at first sight for the Devil's Bridge. She posted on her blog, Bridgeland, "Although he is made of stone, I feel at peace in his strong embrace. He makes me feel connected to the earth." She added that the bridge makes her feel comfortable after travelling non-stop around the world. Ms. Rose explained why she married the bridge, saying it was symbolic because she values the spiritual vibration in everything. She also explained her love for it. "The perfect husband, strong and silent," she said.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com